This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Epstein's flight logs. We're going to honor the fallen. We're going to talk about the climate change genociders, the condition of our cities. Big show tonight on I'm Right. Okay, we have a big show tonight on I'm Right. All kinds of stuff. Climate change stuff and Epstein's flight logs. We're going deep tonight. But before we do any of that, we're going to do something we do all the time on the show, and we'll always do it. It's not something that we're going to stop. We honor the fallen. We honor the fallen who die in training. These are the forgotten fallen. It has always bothered me that when our military personnel die in training, whether it be peacetime, wartime, it's kind of ignored, almost as if there's some shame to it. These are heroes. They died serving their country. And their deaths are not in vain. Their deaths, the conditions around their deaths, will be used to make adjustments and save other lives in the future. Osprey went down off the coast of Japan. 8 crew members on board. There was a frantic search effort. Obviously, when something like this goes down in the water, you're not that hopeful, but you never know. And turns out they are all gone. And the military has since released the names, and we're going to read those names real quickly before we get into the rest of the show here on I'm Right. Their names are Staff Sergeant Jake M. Gallagher of Massachusetts, Jeffrey T. Honerman of Minnesota, Eric V. Spenlove of Utah, Luke A. Unrath of California, Terrell K. Brayman of New York, Zachary Lavoy of Florida, Staff Sergeant Jake M. Turnage of Georgia, Brian K. Johnson of Reynoldsburg, Ohio. Rest in peace, brothers. Respect your sacrifice and honor you. All right, now, what's everyone talking about today? Everyone's talking about a comment Joe Biden made to some donors. What was the comment? He said, and I quote, "If Trump wasn't running, I'm not sure I would be." It's an interesting quote, isn't it? If Trump wasn't running, I'm not sure I would be. I wonder what he meant by that. Anyway, be prepared for the next day Joe Biden walk back.
Would you be running for president if Trump wasn't running?
I expect so, but look, he is running and I have to run.
Would you drop out of Trump now?
No, not now.
Yeah, okay, so what's he talking about? If he's running, I have to run. Well, I need to explain something. Idols. Have you ever, just pause. I'll come back to the politics in a moment. I'm going somewhere with this. You read any history books? Maybe you read the Bible or something like that? Isn't it almost odd how often mankind, this is just something men do, they will create something, an idol, and they will worship it. Or they'll pour hatred out on it, depending on what you're doing. But they'll just still build a statue themselves of rocks and say, look, that's a god, I'll worship it. Isn't that so odd? But it is the inclination of man. Now, what am I bringing this up for? What does any of this have to do with anything? Well, it will help all of us understand how the American communist operates when you understand the American communist creates idols. He's very, very good at this. He creates idols to worship. He creates idols you can throw tomatoes at. And he can do this at the drop of a hat, and he's mastered this. So what does that mean? What kind of idols do they worship? Well, it always changes, right? You remember, it was the COVID vaccine for a while. How many examples could I play for you right now? Oh my gosh, the vaccine. It was bizarre. I don't care if you're sitting there quadruple vaxxed watching it. You have to admit it was creepy and bizarre. Free cheeseburgers, free donuts, get the vax and we'll fire you. It's crazy. They moved right on from there. It was St. George Floyd. Some dirtball no one's ever heard of before has a statue in New York City. He had more funerals than the freaking Queen of England when she died. Creating an idol. Hey, here's George, worship him. Are you a racist? Worship him. They get more money and power when they get you focused on that. Then it was Ukraine. You understand how it goes. It works the same way with people they want you to hate, with ideas they want you to hate. And it's not necessarily always about the person or the idea itself. They're just creating an idol. That's what Donald Trump has become for Democrats. They've spent years creating this idol for everyone to throw tomatoes at. That's why everything they've succeeded in making the American people hate his guts. That's why they label everything MAGA, everything that their opponent does. Donald Trump can have nothing to do with it, and oftentimes doesn't. Oh, MAGA Republicans and MAGA this and MAGA extreme and MAGA. Why did they do that? Well, they've created this idol. Look at Trump. Hate Trump. So back to what Joe Biden was talking about. I have to run. Here's the truth. It doesn't matter your thoughts on Trump. It doesn't. Whether you're a Trump super fan or you hate his guts, none of that matters for what we're talking about here. What matters is this. They have created this devil, this idol, and they have made him the ultimate devil. He's Nazi, he's Hitler, he's all these things. Why do they do that? You already know why they do the George Floyd stuff, but why the devil? Why the devil? When you create the devil in somebody's mind, here he is. Here's the devil. Here's the source of all your problems. MAGA this, Trump this, MAGA that. What it allows them to do is the most despicable things in the world, the most tyrannical, evil, oftentimes violent things in the world. All of those things are justified to defeat the devil. Hey, man, we got to do this. We got to defeat the devil. Shouldn't we defeat the devil? That's what creating these idols does for them. They're very, very, very successful at it. What you heard from Joe Biden there, that's all he was doing. It's really all he was doing. Well, I have to run if Trump's running. Joe Biden has been programmed by the hive mind like the rest of them. He's trained to answer questions like that. Hey, I wouldn't even run. I'd just go retire on the beach in Delaware and spend my Chi-Com money if it wasn't for Donald Trump. But since he's the source of all evil, I have no choice but to run. Whether or not Joe Biden will actually run, I don't know. I doubt it. You've heard me predict for you 1,000 times on this show that I believe they'll kick him out. When they do that, I don't know. And it is getting late. I don't know. Look, what I do know is the Republicans aren't going to do it. Look, Republicans came out yesterday with a whole new list of evidence of this and Biden corruption here, and we have direct payments from this guy and this guy and this guy. And of course, Joe Biden lied about the whole thing.
There's polling by the Associated Press that shows that almost 70% of Americans, including 40% of Democrats, believe that you acted either illegally or unethically in regards to your family's business interests. Can you explain to the Americans admit this impeachment inquiry, why you interacted with so many of your son and brother's foreign business associates?
I'm not going to comment on that. I did not, and it was just a bunch of lies.
You didn't interact with many of their lies. Business associates?
I did not. There's lies.
Not exactly the most convincing thing in the world. So about this impeachment inquiry, let's talk about that. Mike Johnson said it's coming next week.
So we have come to this sort of inflection point because, Chad, right now the White House is stonewalling that investigation. They're refusing to turn over key witnesses to allow them to testify as they've been subpoenaed. They're refusing to turn over thousands of documents for the National Archives. And the House has no choice if it's going to follow its constitutional responsibility to formally adopt an impeachment inquiry on the floor so that when the subpoenas are challenged in court, we'll be at the apex of our constitutional authority. It will be a movement of a vote of the full House, and that will allow us to continue and continue on pace. This vote is not a vote to impeach President Biden. This is a vote to continue the inquiry of impeachment.
My watch tells me it's December 6th. That can't be right. Let me check my phone. December 6th. We're finally getting to an impeachment inquiry next week. But what's the latest and greatest news? You know the Republicans had a four-seat majority, right? They had a four-seat majority. And then they themselves voted to remove George Santos from Congress, so he's gone. Now it's a three-seat majority. Republican Congressman of New York, Bill Johnson, announced he's retiring, so now it's a two-seat majority. And the news of the day today was former Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, announced he's retiring at the end of the month. So now it's a one-seat majority. So just to make sure I simplify this so we can all understand, the Republicans are going to finally get around to trying to impeach Joe Biden after they've somehow managed to reduce their own majority to the slimmest margin possible. If that isn't the most GOP thing in the history of GOP things, and if all that made you uncomfortable, I'm sorry, but I'm right. We have a huge show for you. We have a United States Senator joining us now talking about Epstein's flight logs. Let's first talk to you about your low T levels. Look, not just testosterone. Our levels aren't where they should be. You understand that, and I'm guilty of this, I'm not judging, but you understand that you shouldn't need an extra cup of coffee or four at 3 p.m. I'm tired, I'm out of energy. If that's how you're feeling, we need to make changes. The new year's coming. Part of that change should be chalk. You need chalk in your life, whether that's chocolate powder in a milk in the morning or a smoothie in the morning, getting ready for the day, vitamins, minerals, male vitality stack, female vitality stack, whatever form that takes, natural herbal supplements. No more big pharma. Natural herbal supplements. You'll feel so good. 90 days. Kiss that afternoon coffee goodbye, unless you want one. Jesse TV is the code. It's Christmas sale time at Chalk. If you've been waiting, now's the time. CHOQ.com. Promo code is Jesse TV. Go get some Chalk. We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What we need from you is a complete investigation of why the FBI did not take this up, and then getting to the bottom of what is appearing to be an enormous sex trafficking ring, and listening to these survivors. You know, and as I said, I've tried to get a subpoena on the flight logs, which I think is important to this. I think people need to know who was on those planes and how often they were on those planes. I think people who invest in companies would want to know if there are people from their C-suite. And as we go through this, should those logs be made public? They've been heavily redacted.
Well, as I said, it's been a while since I looked at the specific case.
That's impressive. It is impressive to have a United States senator care enough about these victims and care enough about the truth to bring up something that is, well, I don't know, uncomfortable, dangerous. We're dealing with millionaires and billionaires and leaders of the world. Joining me now, that senator from the great state of Tennessee, Senator Marsha Blackburn. Senator, it's pretty obvious to everybody paying attention, and I'm so glad you're bringing this up, that the FBI, Dick Durbin, they're very, very, almost bizarrely uncurious about those flight logs and about Jeffrey Epstein and international sex trafficking of young women.
Yes, indeed. And we didn't learn a lot during the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. And the flight logs that were submitted were heavily redacted. And there are women who were, at that point, young girls who were groomed by Ghislaine Maxwell and then taken to this island. And this is where the rendezvous took place. And what we have learned is it appears that Jeffrey Epstein had this enormous sex trafficking ring that was put in place. What we've heard from some of the survivors is that he had a lot of child sexual abuse material, and that's called CSAM. And we need to get to the bottom of this. We need to know who all was involved in this human trafficking, sex trafficking operation that Jeffrey Epstein was running. And, you know, Jesse, we're at a point where we have the mayors of blue cities saying, you wouldn't believe the number of prostitution rings that are in our cities now, and they're linked to the cartels, and women that are coming across the border have, they're telling us stories about being sexually abused, being put into these trafficking rings. And we know the cartels have moved the human trafficking, sex trafficking business from being a few tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars a year into $150 billion a year business. And this is a crime that is being carried out against women and girls.
Senator, I'm glad you were on this, as we just discussed. And look, the cartels being subhuman pieces of filth is not news, but the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, not caring about this, or dare I say, covering it up? Those are my words, not yours. When the Federal Bureau of Investigation is busy hiding as much as possible, it has me and many Americans curious and frankly a little bit afraid. I'm more worried about a corrupt FBI than I am a cartel, because the cartel doesn't really have power over my life.
Well, and you're right about that. And those are separate issues. And when you look at the Epstein case, the lack of curiosity about this sex trafficking ring and the concern that people have about two tiers of justice and how people that are the elites, and these were basically high dollar predators, if you will, and that were working with Jeffrey Epstein and his sex trafficking ring. This is why getting those flight logs, getting them in an unredacted form so that we can know who was a participant with him, with Ghislaine Maxwell, in this trafficking ring.
Senator, let's switch gears here a little bit anyway. Sure. Speaking of the weaponization of government, you had this to ask about Christopher Wray and Jack Smith yesterday.
If I liked a tweet from President Trump, if anybody on this side of the dais retweeted a tweet from President Trump, according to this, Jack Smith could go pull everything affiliated with our Twitter account. If anything that came from that real Donald Trump showed up in our feed, do you think that this is an infringement of my free speech?
Well, let me say this. I certainly understand the concern, but what I would tell you is that this investigation being led by the special counsel, it's not appropriate for me to comment on that ongoing investigation. It's also under the supervision of a court, which includes
the search warrant. Ongoing investigation is code word for we are stonewalling, and we hear this from you all repeatedly, and it's really quite frustrating.
No, ma'am, and
that is all we hear, Senator, as you just pointed out there, and I'm glad you brought it up. Sorry, can't comment on an ongoing investigation. Can't comment. So if that's all we're ever going to get, what's the next step to bring this organization to heel, an organization that should exist underneath the Senate, not above it?
Jesse, we're going to get change when we elect a new president in November 24 and when we have control of the U.S. Senate. The FBI, as it is currently shaped in this administration, they say ongoing investigation to everything we want to do. Everything is under investigation. And they use that to not give us details. And the clip that you played shows a search warrant. I had the search warrant. I showed the redacted pages. I read from the search warrant. This was a search warrant of Donald Trump's Twitter account, and it went from October 2020 to January 21. Now, they wanted every information, every name, address, phone number, email address, everything on the individuals that had access to Donald Trump's account. Then, a page later in the search warrant, they wanted that same information from anyone who favorited, liked, retweeted, or posted something from Donald Trump in their feed. So this just shows you how invasive that is of our privacy. So as I ask him, for those of us on the Republican side of the dais, if we had put up something from Donald Trump, it could be as simple as go vote. Then they would have pulled that, and then they would have put us in that database. And what an invasion of our privacy. What an invasion of our free speech that we would repost something and then that would land us in the middle of an investigation. And here's the other thing to think about. You know, he wants to say, well, it's ongoing and it's being handled by a special counsel and it's yet to go to court. But the investigators for that special counsel are from the FBI.
How about that? Senator, keep going. I applaud you. It takes some guts to do what you're doing. Senator Marsha Blackburn, thank you so much. All right. You voted for this. We love saying that on this show. Let's go over the latest and worst on you voted for this before we do that. Your timeshare. The one you want out of. You know that you can get out of it. You can. don't feel like you're stuck. I know you've looked at the contract. You probably emailed them. They told you, oh, my gosh, go to paragraph B, section D. Lone Star Transfer is your ticket to freedom. This is a family-owned business. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. It's not some scam organization. 99% of the people who pick up their phone and make that call get out of their timeshare. They put it in writing. They even give you a time frame. Just call them. You stop paying the annual fees, the special assessments. Just make a phone call. 844-310-2646. It's your ticket to freedom, baby. We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you care about black lives? The people that run Baltimore don't. I can prove it. Walk with me. They don't want you to see this. I'm Kim Klasick. This is Baltimore, the real Baltimore. This is the reality for black people every single day. Crumbling infrastructure, abandoned homes, poverty, and crime. Baltimore has been run by the Democrat Party for 53 years. What is the result of their decades of leadership?
Baltimore is one of the top five most dangerous cities in America. The murder rate in Baltimore is 10 times the U.S. average. The Baltimore poverty rate is over 20%. Homicide, drug, and alcohol deaths are skyrocketing in our city.
Democrats think black people are stupid. They think they can control us forever, that we won't demand better, and that we'll keep voting for them forever. Despite what they've done to our families and our communities. Are they right?
Joining me now, host of Kim Klasick Live, Kim Klasick, the one who was running for Congress 3 years ago. We were certainly pulling for her on this show. Kim, okay, so now you've got Kim Klasick Live, so you're still most definitely in the fight. But how are things going in Baltimore ever since they decided to continue doing what they've always done there?
Yeah, well, Jesse, that video is a blast in the past. I have to tell you, on that very street, just so you know, there's now a homeless encampment on that block as I was walking down the street to check out, yeah, what Baltimore City truly looks like. But things have only gotten worse, unfortunately. And I mean, worse in every aspect. We still can't get the trash picked up. We still have rat infestation. We still have poor public schools. They're even worse now. We have many kids in the high school that are not proficient in math or reading and have the most lowest test scores you could possibly imagine. Of course, crime and violence is still through the roof. Right now, we're at 10,000 cars stolen. In 2023, a lot of them carjackings. That's our newest crisis. And many of them are done by juveniles, which you've probably seen across this country. There's been an uptick in juvenile crime thanks to the fact that we have progressive DAs and prosecutors that don't actually want to prosecute these kids because, according to them, Jesse, they don't know exactly what they're doing. They're too dumb and young to understand that some of these crimes have consequences.
Yeah. They always make excuses for the criminals. And what bums me out about this, Kim, is, as you are well aware, I love Baltimore. I used to have a blast in Baltimore, but there's a lot of poverty there, and there are a lot of poor people that get preyed upon by these roving gangs, and they have no recourse. They have no ability to escape all this. They're just stuck in a friggin' war zone. These 9-year-olds going to school trying to avoid getting stabbed.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely correct about that. They're getting it from both sides, right? They're getting it from whether it's the gang warfare, right? Or they're getting it the other side where you got corrupt politicians. So every single election season, you've got politicians that prey on these communities. They go in, they make all these promises, and they tell them, look, we're going to get all this money from the federal government. We'll get all this money from the state, and we'll help you. We'll help your neighborhoods. We'll make sure your schools are performing. And they never deliver. And every single time, you've got these voters that vote for these politicians thinking that they're going to help them. They think, oh, no, this time, this year is going to be our year. And so I wish that more people were starting to wake up and see these politicians really don't care. This is all about having a money grab. They do allow these criminals to continue to keep these residents hostages in their own communities. You've got the open-air drug markets. As you say, you got kids that walk past this every day to school, and now they're even recruiting younger kids. Because again, the juveniles, they're allowed to be left, to their own devices. If they want to go rob somebody at gunpoint, if they want to carjack somebody at knife point, they can do so. So you've got these gang members that know that there are no consequences for these juveniles, so they're recruiting them to do their dirty work. And then those kids are getting right back out and standing on the street corners again. And you've got so many progressives in office saying, well, you know what? The last thing we want to do is lead to mass incarceration of African-American men. So we'll just let this continue to happen.
Kim, is there an appetite in these blue cities where blue areas? I mean, we could talk about whole states. Is there an appetite for political change, meaning changing how you vote, changing political parties? Okay, so a Democrat lied to you this time, and a Democrat lied to you last time, and a Democrat lied to you the time before. Has there ever been a serious movement where everyone looked around and said, maybe we should vote a different way?
Yeah, it's kind of complicated, but there is some kind of movement now. And I think more people are posting social media videos showing this. But, you know, even when I ran, Jesse, we clipped 14,000 Democrats in 2020 in the Baltimore City region. So there are people that do want different. Unfortunately, in some of these areas, we don't always have Republicans on the ballot. And that's why I always say the RNC definitely has to show up, make sure these seats are not uncontested, because there are some people that are starting to realize that Democrats are not there to help. And so I think there is an appetite, especially what you're seeing going on the national level, right? Whether it's the illegal migration to some of these cities, again, the school system. I mean, Baltimore City is a prime example of a city that needs school choice. And if we can really get some more Republicans to go to the city council meetings, run for those city council seats, run for the congressional seats, you know, the state seats, also the state legislator, we can really make some movement. But you know what? We got to be there on the ground, and we got to stop allowing the media to continue to tell these people that the Republican Party is a party of racists, that we don't care about them. We got to make sure we're there to, you know, let them know the message is we are here and we're here to help.
All right, well, the media is not going to stop doing that. So our solution is to run people in these areas, you say, because if that's what you're saying, I totally agree. I, for the longest time, thought the Republicans should be funding races we know we're going to lose, because 10 years from now, we might win these races. These people have not even met the other side most of the time.
Yeah, no, that's always what it's been like. You know, when I knocked on doors, and I've talked to you about this, I mean, we would knock on doors and people would open up and I say, hey, you know what? I just want to know, what can I do as a Republican to persuade you for your vote? And more often than not, we would hear people say, you're the first Republican I've ever met. And so that's another problem, like a challenge, you know? So it's I understand that some people get very discouraged. I know it can be intimidating, but just think about, like, you know, in other states. I mean, think about Stacey Abrams, for example. Here she is in Georgia chipping away. I never thought she would get this close to Brian Kemp or the governorship in Georgia at all, but that's what she's done. The same thing with Beto O'Rourke in Texas, right? He's getting closer and closer. So we need to adopt that here in the Republican Party and understand chipping away is just fine. We may not win it today, but we could win it, like you said, 6 to 8 years from now.
The illegal question is on everybody's mind, what effect this is going to have. Anyway, here's a little clip.
I love you, Joe Biden. Thank you for everything, Joe Biden. I'm a good person. I want to be a good person here in the United States.
Yeah, no, you're a law-breaking piece of trash. You violated our sovereignty. But anyway, Kim, this is not landing well in places like Chicago. You see New Yorkers out there up in arms. Oh, my gosh, the illegals are gobbling everything up. And while I don't celebrate the fact it's descending these places even further and faster, do you think this is going to prompt some change in the way people vote?
Oh, absolutely. That's what we've been hearing for the past, I would say, 2 to 3 months now. You know, I have my PAC Red Renaissance, and we're getting ready to relaunch it again on January 10th. And we're going to be going to every major city across this country because I do believe that there are many people that are fed up. And so even though they're, again, a little apprehensive about the Republican Party, I think if we're there, you know, not there for the cameras and the lights and all that, you know, there to actually speak to the people on the ground, help them understand that the border is out of control because of this administration and this administration alone. Let them know exactly what President Trump wants to do once he's in office and help them understand if you vote Republican down ballot, right, if you've got a House majority of Republicans, you got the Senate majority, you know, we can then make sure that all those things that President Trump wants to do at the border gets done. And so we're going to have to try to convince them you don't want your vote taken for granted anymore. The Democrat Party has used you long enough. It's time for you to stand up on your own 2 feet and understand Republican, you know, we're not the bad party that many people in the media say that we are. And to be honest with you, most Black Americans, if they would really learn their history, they would know that we were aligned with the Republican Party. You know, we grew up in the churches. We are conservative. We, you know, that's what we do. We want public safety. We're against so many of the things that the left is trying to produce in this country. And I gotta get this message out and make sure that people understand it. So like I said, we'll be going to every major city for the next 6 months, really talking to many of these people on the ground.
Yeah. Come to Houston. Kim, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Come back soon. All right. The climate change genocidal movement, they're having a meeting of the minds right now in Dubai. Never been to Dubai. It sounds very fancy. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a moment. Before we do that, let's rescue some dogs, shall we? Delta Rescue. It's not just dogs. It's just that I love dogs, so that's what I talk about. What is Delta Rescue? Why do we talk about that? It's the world's largest no-kill, care-for-life animal shelter. And I love that about it because most animal shelters, and I'm not blaming them, they will eventually put the animal down because they run out of space. You can only take in so many dogs, so many cats, and you have to start putting them down. Delta Rescue doesn't do that. When Delta Rescue gets these animals, they will be cared for the rest of their lives. That's what you support. When you give to deltarescue.org, that's what you support, and they only do this with your support. deltarescue.org. Support this mission. All right? We'll be back.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams.
The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
There shouldn't be any more coal-fired power plants permitted anywhere in the world. I find myself getting more and more militant because I do not understand how adults who are in position of responsibility can be avoiding responsibility for taking away those things that are killing people on a daily basis. And the reality is that the climate crisis and the health crisis are one and the same.
We all heard that fart, John Kerry. I just want to let you know that. Anyway, I want to focus on something he said there. It's amazing we permit these coal plants. It's pretty revealing, these little things, how these people see that we permit them. How do we permit this? You're going to permit us to do things? John Kerry joining me now, the great Mark Morano, author of The Great Reset, and he is at COP28 over there in Dubai. Mark, these people are the most deranged tyrants, and it just kind of leaks out every now and then. What they're going to allow you to do, Mark?
Yes, I mean, he's like a climate potentate. He's an unelected bureaucrat, not even cabinet level, never approved by the Senate. By the way, he has a $17 million State Department budget flying around on private jets, and it was confirmed that he flew in on a private jet as long as Richie Sunak and several other high-level delegation, other members here. He is telling the world that he's going to shut down coal. He has no authority. Congress never voted on this. We never had, you know, congressional hearings. We never had civic input. We never had town hall meetings. John Kerry is making this decision. And this is what happens at a UN climate summit. And if you know, Jesse, the reason this is happening was the last line you played when he said, climate is a public health crisis. 2 weeks before this conference, 200 medical journals urged the World Health Organization to declare climate change a public health emergency. John Kerry has said both climate and COVID are two things that are, the similarities are, quote, screaming at us. And so what he's done is he's using the COVID model of no democracy necessary, unelected bureaucrats, and he wants to shut down coal use because he's outraged by it. Secondly, the United Nations this week also had a petition letter calling for restrictions on U.S. natural gas. They're coming for our natural gas. This was an incredible moment, and the Biden administration is all in on these unelected, no authority in the United States ability to do this. But this is what we're facing. We're being sold out here in Dubai by our own leaders.
Mark, can you explain to people, because people don't understand, you know, how a power grid works, what it consists of, how much do we rely on coal and the energy we get from coal?
Coal used to be over 40% of our energy, just like 2005. And then we had a remarkable thing happen. Natural gas fracking, horizontal drilling was a technological revolution. If you go back, and I do in my book, and show the predictions of 2007, 8, 9, international energy, they predicted, you know, the U.S. CO2 emissions would be going through the roof. They never foresaw what happened with natural gas fracking. So what's happened with coal is it's been slowly replaced. It's down to about 20% of our energy grid right now. But remember, they're calling for a fossil-free future. 100 years ago, Jesse, 80% of U.S. energy came from fossil fuels, 80% of global energy. Guess what it is today? 80% of global energy comes from fossil fuels, and 80% of U.S. energy comes from fossil fuels. Of that mix, of course, coal is in there. They are trying to regulate. They want to take over the entire energy grid. They want these unrealistic mandates, the fossil-free future. We rely on coal. Coal is actually one of the most strategic of all the fossil fuel energy. And we're finding this out. When the Ukraine war broke out in Russia, and you remember the Putin, let's stick it to Putin. We're going to pay higher prices. They're going to be smiling at the gas pump because you're sticking it to Putin as you pay, you know, double for a gallon of gas. Well, coal is, in terms of national security, you can dig your own coal, use your own coal. It's a lot easier. There's not a lot of exporting. There's not a lot of pipelines. You can drive it around, use rails. And coal is actually your greatest friend in times of national security because domestic energy is what you need. They want to take it all away. They're coming after gas, coal. And what that means is we're going to be reliant more on the Middle East, more on Venezuela, more, of course, on China. This is about a global cabal erasing national sovereignty. John Kerry has his sights on the U.S. And they also have, by the way, the U.N. Plastics Treaty parallel here. And they're going to have global restrictions on plastic, which will affect food prices, energy prices, everything from cosmetics to clothing. It's incredible. They are literally so emboldened by the COVID March 20 lockdowns that they're just going all out. This is just bonkers summit, a great reset summit. They're drunk with their own power. They see no limits.
Mark, normal people look at something like this and they hear everything you just said and they ask themselves, what does John Kerry get out of this? Surely John Kerry has to live here too. I hear that all the time. These people have to live here too. What does he get out of wrecking our power grid? Explain that for those of us who are confused.
Okay. John Kerry married money, so he's not necessarily in it for more money. He's in it because it's as old as, you know, human history. The global ruling class has always, through thousands of years of human history, have always tried to find reasons why the rest of us can't be free. And typically that involves a crisis, whether it's war, terrorism, a virus, climate change, some external threat that they can protect us from. I believe John Kerry, and to a lesser extent Al Gore, because he was interested in money, but all these mid-level UN bureaucrats, they actually believe that the world will, they'll have mass genocide unless we turn over our freedom to them, because left to our own devices, Jesse, we're gonna create war, inequity, racism, environmental catastrophe, a climate crisis, and they need to control us. They think of us as a lowly private in the military. You have a commander who tells you to do something, and if you question it, you get yelled at, you get punished. Yours is not to question why. They think they're smarter than us, they have more expertise than us, they have more PhDs. They are the ruling class. They went to the finest universities. They're actually, if you look at this from a noble perspective, they think they're saving lives. They're preventing a climate emergency. They prevented a COVID catastrophe with lockdowns and mask mandates and school closures and church closures. They prevented terrorism attacks with the Patriot Act and domestic surveillance. They prevented wars with giving up civil liberties. So this is their mindset. They need to be in control because left to our own devices, we will kill each other and have mass humanitarian crisis. That's honestly what's on the root of it. Now, people who want power and people who want money exploit that as well. And all three of those motivations come together here. But I think it's important for your audience to understand, there is a believed altruism in this, and they actually think they're saving us. Many of these, I've talked to these mid-level bureaucrats and delegates here, they think they're saving humanity. They truly believe it.
Mark, I gotta be honest with you. I have an oldest son, and he fancies himself a world traveler. He hasn't done much of it, but he wants to see the world, and Dubai is always on his mind. I'm sure he's looking at, you know, videos on the internet or something like that, but he wants to be in Dubai. Mark, sell me on why I should or should not take my boy to Dubai someday. How is it over there?
I don't want to go home. This place reminds me of 1950s U.S. city. There is fresh and clean. There's no drug addicts. There's no needles. There's no homeless problem. You have the freshest, most unique, beautiful architecture everywhere you go. There's wealth, prosperity. They've literally embraced, if you will, the American dream of unfettered fossil fuel use, unfettered development, massive economic growth. This place has a lot to like. I've met Germans, I've met Europeans who literally relocated here for businesses to run them, and they fly out. It's got first-rate airports, first-rate transportation, first-rate buildings, the world's tallest building in the world, which I'm going to tomorrow. It is a marvel. I mean, I just think of this, and then I think of what's going on in America. We have crumbling infrastructure, the homeless, drugs, crime. There's no crime. There's a lot of, there's some negatives. The government's somewhat authoritarian. The government has suppression of free speech. The government, you know, there's a lot of talk about government suppressing, you know, gay, lesbian rights and all that. Although if you look it up on even Wikipedia, there's a lot of old laws which they don't actually enforce. But this is a magnet for Europeans, is a magnet for Australians. This is a wonderful place, certainly to visit. I don't know how it is to live here, but I am impressed as hell.
I hope I sold it to you. But man, no, you did sell it to me. The food, Mark, just find the food? That's the food.
Food is great. I had octopus tonight. They have seafood. I went out to the Persian Gulf, got a little wet in the water, walked around the beaches. Beautiful. They're actually quite open to Christianity, at least secular Christianity. Everywhere you go, Christmas village, Christmas trees, little stuff set up, decorations everywhere. You don't see crucifixes and you don't see, you know, manger sets or anything like that. But they're open to all that cultural stuff. It's truly a first world city that is to be marveled. And it reminds me of what the U.S. could go back to being in terms of economic growth and infrastructure. But unfortunately, we've been infected. And when I say we, the reason this is happening, I believe, is not because of John Kerry or Al Gore or Joe Biden. It's because of George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, who got us into this whole mess in 1992 in Rio by signing the Earth Summit. It's because of every Republican presidential nominee except Donald Trump. It's because of people like Kevin McCarthy. They don't push back on this agenda. We have Republicans coming here. Many of these House members on the Republican side who don't come to condemn this, they don't come to challenge a narrative. They come to be a seat at the table and say, hey, we can't get rid of fossil fuels. They're still good. And that's the problem, was we have no one willing to say hell no to this whole agenda. Donald Trump needs to double down and not just pull out of the UN Paris if he's elected again. He needs to end U.S. support of net zero, U.S. support of this UN climate process, and defund it. We'll see if he can do it in round two if he ever gets back in.
Yeah. Mark, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. All right. We have Lighten the Mood coming up next. In fact, an accurate reflection of the GOP. Before we get to that, let's do this. You remember when they hired 87,000 new IRS agents? You remember that? You remember when the GOP failed to defund any of that? So all those 87,000 agents, they're there. They're getting ready for tax season. Are you behind on your taxes? Did you miss a year? You owe 10 grand, 50, 100? You missed 10 years? You better get a professional to take on the army of professionals they have. That's Tax Network USA. They're the professionals that fight for us. How do you get hooked up with them? What do you have to do? You need a special access code? It's actually very easy. Go to taxnetworkusa.com/Jesse. Don't sit around panicking. Don't go through the we're so behind, we're screwed. No, they've heard it all before. TaxNetworkUSA.com/Jesse. All right? We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. It is time to lighten the mood. And I thought to lighten the mood tonight, it would be appropriate. You know, if you ever watch a video and you said to yourself, wow, that is a perfectly reflects what this is. Like a cat trying something repeatedly and then failing to do so. It reminded me so much of the GOP trying to stop communists. To get them next time, guys. Impeachment right around the corner. I'll see you tomorrow.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.